This is Ed Marlowe, and I won $1,000 in WTMA's Money Match Game.
This is Janine Davis of Hunley Park, and I just won $500 in the WTMA's Money Match Game.
The big winners are listening to the Big 1250 WTMA in Charleston. Stay tuned to win in the Money Match Game. 7:42 this morning. John Trenton on your radio, coming at you with Three Dog Night. We're gone out there in the country.
Another full hour of music with Gary London.
WTMA. Charleston.
Good afternoon, Charleston. It's 6 o'clock with Rare Earth.
WTMA.
Good morning. It's 9:37 at News Talk 1250 WTMA. However, for the next few minutes, it's the mighty TMA back in the 70s and 80s again. I'm John Quincy in for Richard Todd as we remember some of the good times and good sounds that were heard right here on 1250 during the 70s and 80s.
Now, outro the sound. Outro the song. Yeah. Outro the song.
Oh, okay. The song is right here?
Yeah.
Pick up the pieces. AWB.
That's right.
Mighty TMA.
See, I was never on the Mighty TMA during the music radio days. So
A funky donkey white group.
Yeah, hey, it was there. The average white band.
They were hot. And the voice of John Trenton. Good guy.
You had him on there, John Trenton.
Oh, Almost Honest John Trenton.
That's right.
What he was. Almost Honest John Trenton.
He was a big part of WTMA for many, many years.
Oh, yeah. Loved the man to death.
He was doing the morning show at WTMA, was the program director, and eventually became the general manager.
He was the man when I was there the whole time.
And when Rudy Gresham left TMA, he went into buying. Rudy Gresham was one of. If you're in business out there, I know you remember Rudy. This is Rudy from the radio station.
Yeah, the best. He was the best salesman we ever had. I'm telling you, heart and gold.
Rudy went out buying up some stations, and you know, I ran the station in Waldorboro for many years.
WALD?
Yeah, really? WALD, AM and FM.
Right.
And Rudy bought that station.
Yes, he did.
And you know what we did? Mm. We brought John Trenton in to be general manager.
Wow.
And we also had Booby Nash in to do mornings.
Oh, really? I didn't know
that. Yeah. Yeah.
I wish I could have heard that.
Yeah.
What year was this?
I don't know, sometimes in the 80s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we've got John Burwell, former WTMA DJ and production director, that is here with us today from the 1970s, and Gary London, who was at WTMA during the 70s, plus many other radio stations in Charleston since then. And we've got a guy on the phone right now who was at WTMA. Let's reach over here and grab this line. WTMA, he was the last program director before WTMA gave up the ghost and went country in the mid-80s before it became a news talk radio station. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the WTMA Golden Microphone, Steve King. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Hey, man, you were at WTMA during its latter time. You were keeping the station alive. Still sounding good, as a matter of fact. We heard a little bit of you on the air a little while ago. I think the last format that WTMA was involved in before it went up on the satellite with a country music format was called Classic Rock, Roll, and Soul. Was that it?
That's right. And, you know, we opted to go to that when I got there. It was right around the time when a lot of the FMs started playing music. Our sister station, 95SX, was already a top 40 station at that time and doing quite well. And some of the other stations decided they were going to pop on, and there were a bunch of new radio stations that came on. Matter of fact, I think it was something like another 7 or 8 radio stations popped up in the Lowcountry in a matter of about a year. So we had to try and compete with that. And, you know, our format ended up being on FM and FM stereo, and they decided, you know, they were interested in doing that or listening to that. So we tried to carve out a little niche on the radio station. So we kind of did what would be an oldies, you know, type format. And what we did was we put together something that we called Classic Rock, Roll, and Soul, where we played a lot of the classic oldies that were from the 50s and 60s that had a little bit of a soul flavor to them, and then played some of the 70s soul with it, and it seemed to work for a while. It was something that was, you know, we didn't know how long it was going to last, but we were willing to ride it out, and it did work for a little while.
Steve, when exactly were you at WTMA?
I got there in 1985. We went to the other format, I believe it was in 87, you know, right around in there. And, then I understand after I left, the station ended up going country.
Yes, they went country, yeah, yeah, for a short period of time.
Because I went to our sister station in Flint, Michigan, and did adult contemporary radio up there.
So when you came to WTMA, it had abandoned its top 40 format that Gary London and John Burwell and Booby Nash had been involved in, and had kind of morphed into what an adult contemporary station, which for our listeners means that you're playing kind of the softer music. It's still contemporary, but you're not playing the rock and roll and the real heavy R&B stuff.
Celine Dion's instead of Bachman Turner.
Yeah, it would be like Sunny 96.9 essentially doing adult contemporary today. One of our sister radio stations. And so who were some of the guys that you work with? You were the program director, I know, and you did the afternoon drive show.
Yeah, did the afternoon drive show. Some of the guys that we had there at the time was we had a morning guy by the name of Jay Donovan. And Jay worked for us for a couple of years. Warren Ashmore was our news director at the time.
Mm-hmm.
We also had Bill Poston did my afternoon news for me. And a fellow by the name of Bob Graham, who did midday on the station from 10 to 3. They were some of the guys that I remember from the station that worked there. They're all great guys. It was a real family there, that's for sure.
All right. What are you doing now?
Right now, an operations manager for a 5-station cluster here in Tallahassee, Florida. We have a bunch of different types of radio stations. We have an urban station. We have an adult contemporary station, much like what the Mighty TMA was when I was there. We have country, and we have alternative rock. So we have a little bit of everything here.
Well, one thing I've got to say for Steve King, because I worked with him while I was at 95SX, and we worked together for several months. I would go in the WTMA control room. He was the most organized guy on the air.
You had to tell that, didn't you?
You were. I thought it was amazing. You know, a lot of disc jockeys I work with, you know, a song would be ending, and about 10 seconds before the song would end, they would start looking for the next one. This guy, all the songs were on tape cartridges, and Steve would come in, and he would pull every one for his entire shift.
Show prep.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So, man, he was smooth on the air. He had everything all planned out for the next 4 hours. I thought that was pretty cool.
I was always afraid there was going to be a major accident sometime, you know, and it was like, okay, you wouldn't be prepared. What are you going to do?
The only major accident would be somebody knocking over all those tape cartridges.
which did happen.
Oh! Well, Steve, thank you so much for coming, for calling in and letting us know about the last days of WTMA. Before the station, pretty much AM, it was a sad day for AM radio. It was before talk radio had become popular, and WTMA's owners at the time really didn't know what to do, and they figured that there was a big FM country station here in the market that was doing quite well, so they brought in a satellite-fed feed and running country music from Los Angeles or Denver or someplace. And that's what happened there. But I remember the classic rock, roll, and soul days. As a matter of fact, if you go to WTMAmemories.com, you can hear what we call an air check, a tape recording of Steve King during those last days of WTMA as a fun contemporary radio station. Steve, thanks so much for calling us today.
Thanks, John. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you. Now, what are you guys doing nowadays? Gary London, what are you up to now?
Well, I have just retired due to health reasons. I was a consultant with a local firm here doing military contract work, systems engineer, and found out I came down with Parkinson's disease and fibromyalgia.
Oh, mercy.
So I got on the disability. I always wanted to retire at 50.
And you did.
And I'm 52 now. After being one of the youngest guys at TMA back in the heydays with those kind of numbers, it was just, you know, I was just awestruck. But I was pretty cocky back in those days. But now I'm retired at 52. Didn't want to have to go out with a limp, you know. But
you look good.
Nevertheless,
you look great.
Hey, I'm feeling great right now. This has been fun. This is kind of like rejuvenating things. But I'm more interested in my brother, who was also my roommate.
Yeah.
And I tell you one incredible thing about John.
Careful now.
He was
a pain
in the butt to live with, y'all. It was like the Odd Couple. It really was.
And which one was he?
He was the neat, meticulous one, and I was the slob. I'm serious.
So we got to start calling him Oscar.
No, Oscar.
He's the Felix guy.
I asked him to check the bread in the oven, and unless you know John real close, John does not have any feeling in his fingertips.
That's right. That's right.
And he reached in and pulled the oven, you know, the rack out of the oven, and flipped the toast over a bread or whatever. I was, remember that?
Yeah, it blew your mind.
And
I forgot about it.
I said, put on a mitt.
I remember that.
You know,
no need
I'm
to.
I'm smelling flesh burning here. But, I mean, I says, my Lord.
Yes, we roomed together in 1974 when I first got to town.
Yeah.
He was doing middays, I was doing the all nights, and we stayed out at the Isle of Palms, which is back where I am again.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you're still doing commercials, as you mentioned in our last hour. You're still doing commercials, but for a higher power.
For a different client, and his name is God. I'm the head pastor, or the official term is rector. I'm an Episcopalian. I'm the head pastor of Holy Cross Episcopal Church on Sullivan's Island, and I've been there for 18 years, almost 18,
wow,
17, God. 17 years and something. It's amazing.
I am so proud of you for that.
Oh, let me tell you. Let me tell you.
I mean, God bless you.
He certainly has. It looks like
it's been a wonderful thing. The church is just doing just fantastic. It really is.
And Booby Nash, of course. Booby Nash became a pastor of a church out on James Island.
Yeah, right. I did missionary work when I went through my divorce for about 3 years for Roll Off Ministries.
Yeah, there's something in the water there that you know got us to the Lord.
I mean, there was a lot of us that kind of took the the true conviction route there.
That's right.
For a while.
And, you know, I heard from another guy who couldn't join us today, Steve Harrigan, who did afternoons when CJ and Buzz were here in the early 80s. I said, Steve, you know, I haven't seen you around in a while. What's going on? Well, he's in Atlanta. He's going to Emory. And he's going to become a Methodist minister.
Aww, that's wonderful.
So there must have been something in the water there at WTMA, but it was a good thing, a good thing. Let's talk to Jim right now. He's been holding on patiently. Jim, you've got a question or a memory from WTMA from the 60s.
Yeah, it's about 67, 68. The WTMA International Orange antenna balls that were all over town.
Oh, it must be the basketball team?
Hmm.
Oh, no. A prize.
Those were Tiger Radio International Orange balls.
Tiger.
That's right.
That was a significant TMA label on that, you know?
Would you like to hear the promo for that? WTMA has balls. That was the promo, and we ran it again in the 70s.
Yeah, we ran it back again in the 70s.
Oh, okay. I learned something.
Antenna balls.
Tennis balls.
Tennis balls in the 70s.
Yeah.
But it was antenna.
Styrofoam for the antenna.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And orange was our color with the tiger.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. TMA Tiger Radio.
All right, Jim, thank you so much for calling. Guys, it's been great to have you guys in here today. Gary London and John Burwell. Thanks to Kirk Varner and C.J. Jones who called.
John Quincy, thank you, John Quincy, for putting this on.
Let's give it up for John.
Thank you very much.
And he's done an excellent job on the website.
WTMAmemories.com.
Go to it. Take a look. It'll bring back some memories for a lot of
people. Well, you guys can hang around because a guy that I know that you know, a guy behind a lot of the success of WTMA, even today, is coming in to join us here in just a few minutes. So stand by for that. And we're going to talk about how WTMA became a talk radio station back in 1989. After all, we are celebrating our 15th year as a news talk radio station. Yeah. It happened on June 1st, 1989. That's coming up next. It's 949.